being perfect from the floor. And as we mentioned, he becomes the first player since Jordan Fithian went 9-for-9 against Ottawa in 2006. So congratulations to Elijah. But I'm going to also split that honor with Caden Evans, who is 4-of-7 shooting the ball, had 5 rebounds. But those 4 three-pointers came in the first half. That really kind of got the boat going. And, boy, that has to feel good when those shots are falling like that.
Yeah, for sure. All week we just talked about playing together offensively. And then we really focused on defense, and we knew the offense would come. And then I think as a unit we played really well, and it was real fluid. And then the ball was finding me, and I was feeling pretty good. So,
well, Coach pointed out 20 assists on 36 made field goals. That's moving the ball around.
Yep, and it was a lot of sharing the sugar. Everybody was part of it. I feel like a lot of guys were getting assists. A lot of guys were making plays, and everybody was making it happen.
And, of course, when you shoot 62%, there's a lot of assists that can be had.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody was – rim was pretty wide today for us.
Well, you guys are down to the final 4 games of the regular season. Obviously, you wanted to win this game to keep it going, and now you have to focus on the next game, which is at Central Missouri. Do you guys talk much about what could be down the line for you guys, or is it still you have to stay focused one game at a time?
A little bit of both. We know what's at stake every game when we step on the court, but when it comes with that is a lot of one game at a time, you know, one half, one possession. It's just all the little things, so we're just going to get super locked in for this Central Missouri game and then go from there.
Well, looking at the numbers, of course, I mentioned that you shot the ball well, but you guys also did a great job rebounding, out-rebound them 33-25. You only had 5 offensive rebounds, but there weren't very many offensive rebounds to be had. And then you also, they shoot 41%, but they had to work for a lot of shots today.
Yeah, I think we were super active on the defensive end. A couple mistakes here and there, but we really capitalized on when they were allowing us to be physical and be in the gaps, and then we were rebounding and running, and it just all kind of came together.
Well, you guys are now sitting with 18 wins on the season. I know the goal is a couple more than that, but how much fun is it right now?
It's a lot of fun. I love my teammates. The coaching staff is great. Coming into work every day, even on the hardest days, you know, we can all make each other smile and come out with it with a smile on our face, and it's just it's great to be here.
Well, congratulations on the effort today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and good luck next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Caden Evans joining us here on Post Game. He is one of our co-players of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Again, Kay Nevin shares the honor with Elijah Cometh here, who also had a game-high 23 points to lead Emporia State. He was a perfect 9-for-9 and 5-for-5 from the free-throw line, and he helps lead the Hornets to the victory this afternoon, 92-63, the final score. We'll come back and take a look at some scores from around the MIAA and wrap it up right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Is it time for a flooring update in your home? Visit the Mark II Lumber Design Center, where you can browse over 3,000 flooring samples. Whether you want luxury vinyl tile, hardwood, laminate, or engineered hardwood, they have the style your heart desires. Mark II Lumber is here to help make your dream a reality with great flooring options for the DIYer, or let them help you with installation. Check out the Design Center at Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th Avenue. More than just lumber.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
92-63, the final score this afternoon. The Emporia State men get the victory over the Newman Jets. Again, 23 points from Elijah Cometh there, 16 from Owen Long, 12 points from Caden Evans. Emporia State Lady Hornets also victorious this afternoon as they defeat Newman 83-79. Big game from Treasure Job, 35 points. Led the team in scoring. She also led the team in rebounds with 8. She led the team in assists with 5. Had led the team tied the team with three steals. She put the team on her back this afternoon, and the Lady Hornets get the victory. The Lady Hornets, with their win, now 13-11 on the season. They're 8-10 in MIAA play. See if we can't get some MIAA scores to pop up for us on this Saturday. We've been having issues with their scoreboard all afternoon long. We'll tell you that the Kansas Jayhawks were winners this afternoon as they defeated Oklahoma 78-55, improving to 19-5 on the season. Kansas State will tip off at 6 o'clock. They're playing at Texas Tech. Just getting underway at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. It's Oklahoma State and Iowa State. That game tied at 12. Also earlier today, it was Baylor defeating TCU 72-68 and Texas over West Virginia 94-60. Poirier State softball team won their first game of their doubleheader 3-0 this afternoon as they are playing in a tournament hosted by Lubbock Christian as they picked up a win this afternoon defeating Chatham State. They also had a game with Texas Permian Basin scheduled for this afternoon. Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get the MIAA scoreboard up and going, but this afternoon the Emporia State Hornets get the sweep over the Jets of Newman University as they improve their season records. Lady Hornets now 13-11 and 8-10 in the MIAA. The Emporia State men now 18-6 overall, 12-6 in the MIAA. Next action for both the Lady Hornets and the Hornets will be on Thursday next week when they play at Central Missouri. Game times 5:30 and 7:30. And then next Saturday, they'll be in Jefferson City, Missouri to take on Lincoln University. Also, don't forget, Hornet Talk coming your way beginning at 12:10 on Monday, live from Brush Sports Bar and Grill. We're down to the final three shows of the season for Hornet Talk. We'll be joined by Emporia State basketball coaches Toby Wynn and Craig Doty. It's going to wrap it up for us this afternoon. Thanks for joining us as the Hornets are victorious today as they pick up the victories over the Newman Jets. Again, our final scores this afternoon. The Emporia State Lady Hornets win 83-79. The Emporia State men win 92-63. You've been listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia State Hornet Basketball has been brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By the station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue, 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Haircrafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Gerald Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shell Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. This has been a presentation of Emporia State Hornet Basketball.